The Columbus Clippers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. It's another beautiful day in the Arena District. The Columbus Clippers back to action tonight, and they are hoping to get in the win column for the first time in this series. Clippers have lost each of the first three games against the Omaha Storm Chasers, and now they find themselves 4.5 games out of first place with the season winding down. The Clippers have lost three straight. Nashville has won each of their last two games, moving to 83-54 on the season. 4.5 games ahead of Columbus, 6 games ahead of the charging Toledo Mud Hens. These Omaha Storm Chasers have crept to within 2 games of 500 now at 68-70. They are still, though, 15.5 games out of first place in 5th in the IL West. Yesterday, well, it didn't go well for the Columbus Clippers. They scored 6 runs, but they allowed 13, falling to Omaha for the third straight game. Today, they will send Logan Allen to the hill. The left-hander is 3-4 with a 6.50 earned run average. Fellow lefty Drew Parrish will go for the Storm Chasers. We'll have the starting lineups and first pitch coming up right after these words.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Shot set for baseball. Ryan Mitchell along with you on a beautiful Friday night in the Arena District. The Clippers and Omaha Storm Chasers set to do battle. Let's get you the starting lineups. Brought to you as always by Donato's. Fans, the Pep 150 is back with more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. At Donato's, every piece is important. You know that. Mikel Garcia is going to lead things off for the Omaha Storm Chasers tonight. He'll be the shortstop, followed by the third baseman, Nick Lofton. Thyron Blanco will be in center field, batting third. Brent Rooker cleans up in left. Brewer Hicklin is the right fielder in 5 batter today, with Freddie Fermin, the catcher, batting 6th. And the bottom third of the order, Logan Paul at first base, Gabriel Kinsell, the designated hitter, and Ivan Castillo at second base. For the Clippers, top of the order, and in center field tonight will be Will Brennan. Brian Rocchio bats 2nd, plays shortstop. Nolan Jones in right field will be the 3 hitter. Gabriel Arias at the hot corner tonight as he continues to bounce around defensively. He'll be the cleanup man, followed by the designated hitter, George Valera, and David Fry behind home plate will be the 6th hitter. Trenton Brooks plays first, bats 7th. Oscar Mercado in left field is the 8th hitter, and at the bottom of the order for the Clippers today, the 2nd sacker, Mitch Tolman. Pair of lefties going at it today. Drew Parrish will toss for the Storm Chasers, but first up, it is Logan Allen out on the hill for the Clippers. Allen looking to even his record on the season at AAA. He is 3-4 with a 6.50 earned run average. Pedestrian numbers at best for the left-hander, but certainly he has taken some steps in the right direction over his past 3 starts. Now, 2 starts ago, he gave up against Louisville, 5 runs on 8 hits, but then came back to give up only 2 runs on 5 hits against that same Louisville club in the wrap-up of the 6-game series at Slugger Field. at Iowa. He was outstanding, going 5 1/3 innings, no runs on just 3 hits. 78 degrees, our game time temperature. Just a soft breeze coming out of the north on a mostly cloudy night here in the Arena District. Those game time conditions brought to you, as always, by the Ohio Lottery. Tonight is our final Fantastic Friday. You still have time to get here. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Logan Allen has his sign, kicks and deals, and misses high and away for ball one. We are underway right on time, 7:05. Clippers in the home white pants. Next pitch, hitting the air to right field. Chasing to the gap is Nolan Jones. It's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. Will Brennan picks it up on the carom, fires into second base, but Michael Garcia continues to hit hot. That is his seventh hit of this series already. He has done a number on Clippers pitching. Leadoff double brings up Nick Lofgren, or Lofton rather, excuse me. Garcia is now 7-for-15 against the Clippers, and that is his fifth double. He has been at second base seemingly the entire series. First pitch to Lofton is outside for ball one. Next pitch, swung on and missed, a breaking ball. As I was saying, the last three starts, much, much better for Logan Allen, what we saw in his very early AAA career. Talked with Rigo Beltran, the pitching coach for the Clippers, about that a little bit today. The 1-1, swung on and missed. What you can tell from the booth over these last three starts is that Allen has been attacking the strike zone at a much more significant rate, and that the breaking ball has been much sharper over the past three starts than it was prior to that. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's a changeup away, 2-2. But Rigo talked about some of the mechanical adjustments and the strategic adjustments as well that he has made that have helped Allen have some more success over the past several weeks. 2-2, a spin around and a look to second base. As I was saying, the Clippers in the black C-Bus jerseys, new for this year. Black caps, baby blue brim with the Clippers ship on the crown, white numbers and letters. Next pitch, breaking ball, check swing. Did he go? No. And so the count is full. Road grays for the Storm Chasers. Royal and sort of a pewter color number and letters. Allen checks the runner at second base. Long look out there. Now the 3-2 pitch. And it's a fastball high for ball four. So early returns. Not very strong. But, again, for Logan Allen, he's one of the things he's done is been able to get some ground balls in situations like this, get double plays and escape damage. Let's see if he can do it here in the first inning. First pitch to Dairon Blanco is swung on and fouled away, and Blanco's been just on absolute tilt recently. Against the Clippers this year, playing in his 12th game, he's hit .541 against Columbus. 10 extra base hits, 12 RBIs in 11 games. And here he takes a breaking ball downstairs, 1-1. Between Michael Garcia, Dairon Blanco, and Gabriel Kinsell, you're talking about guys who in 23 games have done a huge amount of damage. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, make it 1-2. They've combined for 39 hits over that time, and a huge number of them for extra bases. 1-2 pitch coming. And it's a breaking ball down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Now, you need to keep your eye on Michael Garcia at second base. Garcia has 11 steals on the year, and he stole third earlier in this series. And he likes to get a very, very, very big secondary lead. The 2-2 swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. Count stays the same. This Omaha team just likes to run in general. More steals than any other team in the International League. 181 stolen bases. That is 13 ahead of second place Nashville. Clippers in the lower part of the pack with 107 swipes on the year. Ranked 16th out of 20 IL teams. Again, the 2-2, and that is over but low, full count. So back-to-back full counts for Logan Allen. He walked Nick Lofton. Fry lays down the signal, sets the mitt right over the heart of the plate, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. Logan Allen, though, is at 15 pitches already here and has yet to record an out twice this season. Allen has not been able to make it through the first inning because the pitch count just got too high on him. Payoff here is lifted into very shallow center field, but that could get into no man's land. It will. Brennan charges, makes the grab, and fires to the plate, but not in time. Michael Garcia figured out pretty early that was going to find pay dirt, put his head down, and ran around third base and got home quickly. Dairon Blanco does it again. That one didn't have a whole lot of juice behind it, but it found the open spot in the field. And as we have seen most of this series, Omaha is on top. And now time is called. Rigo Beltran heads out to have a word with Logan Allen. Now that deep into a pitch count against Blanco, eight pitches and not come away with an out, that's tough. So still runners at first and second base, nobody away, and Brent Rooker to the plate. This top half of the order for these Omaha Storm Chasers, very strong. This team can hit. They are not as prolific in terms of power as they were a season ago. They had a whole bunch of guys with more than 20 home runs a season ago. Omaha in terms of run scoring, they are third in the league. The Clippers are first overall in runs per game at 5.66. Omaha at 5.41 behind the Clippers and St. Paul. So they score. And they do it largely with the long ball, even without those guys. And they do have one approaching 20 home runs. Pitch inside to Rooker makes it one ball, no strikes. Brewer Hicklin is approaching 30 home runs, and he's also approaching a 30-30 season. He's got 28 homers. He is the only Storm Chaser with more than 20 home runs on the year. Rooker swings and just hit a ball a ton down the left field line, and that's going to go. Three-run home run, and there again, just what we were talking about, home run power up and down the lineup. And Rooker's a guy who hit a lot of home runs last year for St. Paul. Here he turns around a pitch from Logan Allen for a three-run shot. And here we go again. Omaha has just put the pedal to the metal almost all series long. Game one was a low-scoring, close affair, a 4-2 win for the Storm Chasers. But each of the last 2 days, they have put up big totals. Rooker got one right in his wheelhouse, and the only question was, will it stay fair? And it did. Over the out-of-town scoreboard, it's 4-0, still nobody out. Allen hits the outside corner with a fastball to Brewer Hicklin, I was just talking about. 28 home runs for Hicklin. And 34 stolen bases. He also has 24 doubles. It's possible that he gets to a 30-30 season. Unlikely, with the campaign winding down, that he'll get to a 30-30-30 season with doubles, homers, and stolen bases. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. So Hicklin goes down swinging, one down for Freddie Fermin.
Catcher number four, Freddie Fermin.
First pitch to the right-handed batter, swung on and fouled off the facing of the visiting dugout for strike one. Fermin, this year giving Omaha another very good hitting catcher. They had MJ Melendez for a good chunk of last year. Swing and a miss here. Melendez started the year in AAA, was pretty quickly promoted to the majors this year. 0-2 pitch off the outside corner, not by much, 1-2. Of course, Salvi Perez up there has been hurt a couple of times this year. 1-2. That's outside, 2-2. Melendez, when he first went up, was getting some time in the outfield, designated hitter time, and some time behind home plate. One down, base is empty. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's a fastball high at 92 miles per hour. That is 27 pitches. Allen kicks, deals, and gets an, check swing on the first base side. That'll keep the count at 3-2. And with that, the Clippers will start things going down in the bullpen. Luis Oviedo just joined the team today. Here's a swing and a miss at the 3-2 pitch for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Logan Allen. Logan Porter, the scheduled batter. First baseman batting from the right side. He waits. Here comes the pitch. And it is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Clippers trailing 4-1 here in the top of the first inning. Logan Allen kicks, deals, and gets a swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. Allen has his sign, working quickly. He fires and just missed the inside corner. That would have been a very beneficial call to get. Now the 1-2. And that one is, again, just out of the zone wide. 2-2. Allen trying to polish off Logan Porter after getting ahead 0-2. He kicks and deals and gets a high fly ball on the infield, actually. It's going to stay, and the catch will be made by Mitch Tolman. Three outs in a row for Logan Allen. That's good, but they came on the heels of four straight base runners, all of whom scored. 4-0, Omaha after a half.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. No, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center, right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
Well, it was not the beginning to the ball game the Clippers were hoping for. Down 4-0 after just half an inning. That's the glass half empty. The glass half full is the fact that the Clippers have all 27 of their outs with which to work. Well, Brennan will lead things off for the home team. Brennan batting 317, third best in the International League. Since he came up from AA, no one has more hits in this league than Will Brennan. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the first pitch is in for a called strike. The Clippers, because they're a pretty heavily left-handed batting order, have not fared all that well against southpaws this year, just 11-19. Curveball hit in the air toward left center field. Blanco didn't take a good route to begin with, but he adjusts in time over toward the gap to make the catch for out number one. Drew Parrish, the left-hander, 3-8 with a 5.53 earned run average. One appearance against the Clippers this year. And Columbus got him pretty good over four innings. Six runs on four hits. He walked six batters in that ballgame. Brian Rocchio, a switch hitter batting from the right side, fouls away the first offering, 0-1. The pitch off the inside corner. The 1-1 from Parrish is nubbed off the end of the bat, first base side. It's going to be Porter picking it up, and an underhand shovel to the pitcher, Parrish. He slid across the top of the first base bag, but did so with ball in hand. And so Rocchio is put away. 3-1 on the putout. Two down for Nolan Jones. Parrish, 5'11", 225-pounder from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Drafted by the Royals in the eighth round back in 2019. Jones takes a fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Nolan had a couple of hits yesterday, a big step in the right direction for the Clippers outfielders. He takes a called strike over the inside part of the plate to make it 1-1. Hopefully that is a sign of a turnaround. Jones has been struggling at the plate. Takes off the outside corner here, 2-1. Parrish started the year in AA for Northwest Arkansas. Looks in for a sign. And now throws the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball finished below the zone, 3-1. He had a stretch of six starts in AA where he allowed a total of two earned runs. They both came in the same game against Amarillo. 3-1 pitch, breaking ball off the outside corner for ball four. Clippers have a base runner with two down for Gabriel Arias. That ran him almost right up to his promotion to AAA. In fact, his last start at AA level was his worst of the year. Four runs allowed against Corpus Christi, and then got the promotion to AAA. And in his third AAA start, he faced the Columbus Clippers, giving up those six runs over four innings. Arias takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Last time out, took a loss going 5 1/3 innings against Indianapolis. He gave up just one earned run, but three total on four hits. Parrish delivers. That ball's hit to right field. That's down for a base knock. Ball got very, very quickly out to Brewer Hicklin, and so Nolan Jones, no chance to go to third base, up 90 feet. Clippers at first and second for George Valera. Prior to that start against Indianapolis, Parrish had had a couple that got away from him, allowing seven runs in back-to-back outings. against Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and St. Paul. They both tagged him for 7. So a total of 14 runs over 7 1/3 innings. He's got his sign. Valera with good power. Takes a first pitch fastball up for ball one. The 7 walks for Parrish against the Clippers back on June 22nd. The most he has allowed in a game this season. 2 other appearances, he walked 5. But those have been the exception rather than the rule. In every other start outside of those 3, 3 walks or fewer. Valera swings and fouls back a 91-mile-per-hour fastball for a 1-1 count. So you cannot count on him being wild. He did walk Nolan Jones already in this inning. Valera, .228 batting average, 7 homers, and 16 runs batted in the Clippers uniform. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Could not connect with the fastball. 92 miles per hour on it. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Two on, two out. Picked to second base by Parrish. Now he looks again and deals. And the pitch is high and away. Valera, as I mentioned, the batting average not where he'd like it to be. But he has also drawn 18 walks in addition to his 26 hits. Deuces wild here for the Clippers in the bottom of the first inning. 2 on, 2 out, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is popped up. Shallow center field. Blanco comes racing in. It'll be the shortstop, though, heading out and dropping the baseball. And now a run will score. Michael Garcia called off Dairon Blanco. He turned his body around, so he was square up with the infield. It was hard to tell if at the very last moment. Well, it looked like, and again, it's hard to tell. Maybe we'll get a better angle here. Ah, there's what happened. Dairon Blanco did not give up on the baseball. He tried to reach in, and he actually knocked the glove of Garcia away from the ball. So it's going to be an E8. Allowing the Clippers to get a run here, and it puts them on the corners for David Fry. Well, if you're the Clippers, it is pretty important to try and take advantage of this situation even more than you already have. Down 4-0 before you ever get to the bat rack. If David Fry can come through here and play at least one more run, that would be huge for the remainder of this game. Of course, if Fry can do better than that, he does lead the Clippers in home runs with 16 and in RBIs with 67. If he were able to leave the yard, tie this ball game up, well, now the momentum is right back with the home team. Dane Johnson, the pitching coach, is out to have a word. He's back to the dugout, and Parrish goes to work and misses high for ball one. Fry just 1-for-10 so far in this series. One-oh pitch, and that is high and tight. 2-0. Fry with 4 homers against left-handed pitching and 88 at-bats. Not quite half of his homers have been hit here at Huntington Park. 2-0 pitch. He's taking. It's off speed and outside. 3 balls, no strikes to Fry. So now you're in that position. 3-0 pitch. Do you force him to throw a strike or do you sit on something? Think it might be the best pitch you get and try and do some damage. 3-0. He was taking. It was a strike over the big part of the plate. Everybody have your hands. Trenton Brooks in the on-deck circle. That would be a lefty-lefty matchup. Long pause by Parrish. Now the pitch, and he missed inside for ball four. So that will load him up for Brooks. Brooks, prior to the middle of last week, had not had success with the bases loaded. He was just 1-for-9. But against the Louisville bats, he hit a grand slam, and here yesterday had a bases loaded double. So his last two trips to the plate with the bases loaded, he's 2-for-2 with 6 runs batted in. He's not had a ton of success against left-handed pitching this year. Brooks batting just 204 against lefties, but he does have 3 home runs. First pitch, curveball, low for ball one. Gabriel Arias at third base, George Valera at second, and David Fry at first. Parrish goes to work with a fastball. It's hit high in the air down the left field line. Rooker giving chase, crosses into foul territory, and he's out of room. That one's up on the screen. And the Clippers are still alive here in the first inning. Did not have the depth or angle to do any damage. It was within the range of Brent Rooker, the left fielder. So it's 1-1 to Brooks. The Clippers this year with the bases loaded have overall been dynamite. Brooks now hitting 311 with runners on base, 303 with runners in scoring position, 273 with the bases loaded. Takes outside, 2-1. A walk here is plenty good. That would bring in another run. Four-one ball game. Clippers with an opportunity to get right back in it. The 2-1, not close. Ball three. If you're Brooks here, you can sit on a certain pitch. You got one to burn. And he takes ball four outside. That'll force in a run. Those last two pitches weren't even the kind of pitches Brooks would have been tempted to swing at. Fastball's well off the outside corner. Well, we talked about the fact that you cannot count necessarily on Parrish being wild because he's had 3 starts this year where he's walked more than 3 batters. Everything else has been 3, 2, or 1. But already he has walked 3 in the first inning. And Oscar Mercado is at the plate. Bases still loaded. He's 1-for-3 with the bases loaded this year. First pitch. He swings at a fastball, rolls it on the third base side, and it's foul. Clippers do not have a lot of elite speed on the bases right now. Valera at third, Fry at second, Brooks at first. They'll have the advantage of being off on the crack of the bat. Big sigh by Parrish. Now the pitch, and it's popped up. Back of the infield, Ivan Castillo. Got to the grass, comes in on the dirt, and makes the catch for out number 3. The Clippers get 2 runs on 1 hit, 1 error, and they leave the bases loaded. It is a 4-2 ball game after an interesting inning here at Huntington Park.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Voting can change our world. It can shape my neighborhood.
Voting is about our future.
Voting matters.
But I can't vote.
Nope, neither can I.
I'm too young.
Same.
So to all the grown-ups,
it's up to you.
Our future depends on it.
Register to vote.
Get registered.
We need you.
Visit VoteOhio.gov to register online for the November 8th election.
Sponsored by Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, aired by the OAB and this station.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The superstars are in town. Harry Canary, of course, leading the charge. Derek Cheetah. And Kevin Durant Eater regaling the fans in between the first and second innings. And the first and second innings had to be entertaining in and of, or the first inning rather, was entertaining in and of itself as six runs scored. Now the bad news for the home team is four of those runs belong to the Omaha Storm Chasers. Logan Allen back to the hill, misses high and away with a fastball to Gabriel Kinsell. Kinsell, the eight hitter and DH. Swings over top of a breaking ball and misses. 1-1. 4-2 ball game. The Clippers, I'm sure, feel good about getting two runs in the first inning, but when you leave the bases loaded, that hurts. Here's a deep fly ball to center field. Back on it, Brennan. He's got it measured. He'll make the catch. And there's one away. Clippers got their two runs on only one hit. An error led the way to both. And so for Parrish, I don't know if it makes him feel any better or not, but they are both unearned runs. Here is Ivan Castillo. First pitch fastball, strike on the outside corner. Castillo, a Guardians farmhand originally. Open stance in the right-handed batter's box. Next pitch, slashed foul on the right side into the screen, 0-2. Never played in the upper levels of the minors for the Guards. Asked for time just before the pitch. Logan Allen's working at a very quick pace. Not quite as quick as Deck McGuire was working in Louisville, but close to it. He delivers here high and away. One ball, two strikes. With the 14-second clock, with the bases empty, McGuire was throwing pitches with 11 seconds still on the clock. 1-2 pitch, fastball, swung on and missed, strike three, and Castillo is retired. So the ball game started poorly for Logan Allen. There's no other way to say it. He gave up a double, then a walk, then a single, then a home run. Four runs in, no outs. And then he put the next three down in order to get out of the first inning and has retired the first two here in the second. He deals a sharp breaking ball that must have been a hair low for ball one. Randy Rosenberg calling the balls and strikes. Cody Oaks, the crew chief at first. Tanner Moore at third base. That's your umpiring crew tonight. The 1-0 fastball is high. Back to the top of the order. Michael Garcia, five doubles in this series. Takes outside, 3-0. Seven hits, five of them doubles. He's also drawn a walk. And he takes a strike on the outside corner to get Logan Allen into the count, 3-1. Allen drives to the plate and gets a high fly ball to right field, but not deep. Nolan Jones underneath makes the catch. That's a great bounce back inning for Logan Allen. And a good job for the Clippers as well, because when they have scored in this series, Omaha has answered. Not so here in the top of the second. Bottom half coming up after this. Storm Chasers still lead 4-2.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall.
Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now, get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Mitch Tolman will lead things off for the Columbus Clippers as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Clippers down 4-2. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Tolman takes a strike over the outer half to make it 0-1. 254 batting average for Tolman on the season. 10 homers, 42 driven in. Takes a fastball again, a called strike over the outer black. Put him down in an 0-2 hole. 4-2 ball game. Clippers trailing. They have trailed the vast majority of this series. 0-2 pitch, fisted foul, out of play. Columbus came roaring back yesterday when they were down at 1.4-0. Clippers came back to take a 6-5 lead with a 5-run frame, but the lead didn't last. Omaha ran them down and then continued to open it up throughout the course of the evening in a 13-6 win. 0-2 again. Slow roller, foul on the first base side. Still 0-2. So the Clippers have lost each of the last two nights by at least 7 runs. Prior to 2 days ago, the Clippers had only lost one game all year long by at least 7 runs. 0-2 pitch again. Hit hard, but on the ground and at the second baseman, Ivan Castillo. He's got it, throws to first, one away.
And on the mound, the center fielder, number 2, Will Brennan.
Back to the top of the order for Will Brennan. Brennan is riding a 9-game hitting streak. Now, the first 6 games of that hitting streak featured 16 hits. He's had one hit in each of the last 3 games, but the hitting streak is intact. Here's a fly ball to center field. Blanco drifting back, and he'll make the catch, one pitch, and Brennan is retired on a curveball for out number 2. Here's Brian Rocchio.
Batting down the shortstop, number 1, Brian Rocchio.
Rocchio grounded to first base, his first time up. Clippers had 5 straight batters reach in the first inning. Walk, single, error, walk, walk. 2 runs came in. Rocchio swings at the first pitch, comes up empty at a fastball for strike 1. 4 home runs from Rocchio. 3 of those batting from the right side as he is now. The pitch swung on and fouled away down the right side. Quickly 0-2. So Parrish, like Logan Allen, seems to have righted the ship here in the second inning. I only gave up the one hit, but walked 3 batters. Granted, two of those walks came after he should have been out of the inning. A fly ball to center field should have turned the Clippers away with no runs scored. Tyron Blanco ran into Michael Garcia, knocked the ball to the ground, and the inning was extended. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speed in the dirt. Rocchio swung over top. He's gone. The Clippers are gone. We go to the third inning at Huntington Park. Omaha 4, Columbus 2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
This is breaking news from Bob Says Yes.
Powered by twins.
Mike.
And Tom here.
Crazy prices everywhere are making people say no to things they want and need.
But we know driving a car you hate stinks.
That's why this month we're teaching everyone to say yep.
Because we're skipping September and making it yep-tember.
So no matter what's been holding you back from driving a nicer, newer car,
we're saying yep.
Low down payments?
Yep. Low monthly payments?
Yep. We can help you drive a nicer, newer car today.
Heard no in the past due to some credit mishaps?
Our solution specialists are prepped to say yep.
So put the pep back in your step.
Only during yep-tember. But hurry, this deal's done at the end of the month. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tom, and we're your dealers
for the people. See all the yep-worthy rides at BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
That's BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
Powered by twins.
Subject to approved credit, tax, title, registration, and doc fee, including an amount financed. Example, $20 per month for 72 months at 7.99% APR per 1,000 finance. Not all customers will qualify. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends September 30th.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Four-two ball game. Omaha coming up here in the top half of the third inning. Nick Lofton to lead things off. He walked and scored back in the first inning. First pitch to Lofton. A fastball from Logan Allen, high and away for ball one. Allen was in danger of not getting through the first inning. Clippers had activity going in the bullpen. He had to face seven batters in that frame. The first four reached and scored. The last three all went down quietly. Strikeout, strikeout, pop out. And then he put the side down in order in the second inning. The 2-0 fastball is high here. Three balls and no strikes quickly to Nick Lofton. The pitch. High and away, walked him on four. So the leadoff man is aboard. Tyron Blanco just continued to do what he's been doing recently. RBI hit in the first inning. Fastball to him is high and tight. Blanco came in to play tonight hitting .451 in September. 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air to right center field. Guess what? That one's going to get down for a base knock. Runner goes first to third. Blanco continues an absolutely torrid stretch. He had five hits yesterday, four extra base hits. He has a six-game hitting streak now. Each of his last three games, he has had at least three hits, and he's two for two so far tonight. As the kids say, he is on one right now. And right now, the Omaha Storm Chasers are sitting in the catbird seat. Two on, nobody out. And Brent Rooker at the plate. Rooker, first time up, hit a three-run home run down the left field line. He takes outside for ball one. It's top half of the Omaha batting order all series long. Has dominated. Rooker takes a big swing and comes up empty, 1-1. One and one. Next pitch, that's a strike on the inside corner. Allen ahead in the count, has struck out three already. Checks Blanco at first. Now fires. And check swing and a pitch high. Rooker held back. It's 2-2. Allen is among the strikeout leaders in the Guardians system this year. He was leading the Eastern League in strikeouts at the time of his promotion. He caught 104 in AA in 73 innings. 2-2 here. Popped up. Right side. Foul. Nolan Jones gives chase, but this one's going to get into the seats. Allen has still struck out better than a batter per inning here at the AAA level. 55 strikeouts in 45 and two-thirds innings. And again, three strikeouts tonight. Trying to get through his third inning of work. Twice as a Clipper, he has struck out nine in a game. Most recently, two starts ago against Louisville. Long pause, now the 2-2 pitch. And that's high and away, three balls and two strikes. He has struck out as many as 11 this year. His final two AA starts, he struck out 11 Hartford Yard Goats and 11 Harrisburg Senators before being promoted to AAA. The payoff. Runner at first goes, ground ball to first base. And, well, Trenton Brooks thought about going to second to try and get the middle runner, but then decided just to turn around and run to first base for the sure out. A run scores. Rooker with an RBI ground out, three unassisted. And it's now a 5-2 lead for the Storm Chasers. Brewer Hicklin to the plate. I don't know if Trenton Brooks didn't like the angle when he looked to second base, where he was, where the base runner was, in relation to where the defender was, or if he didn't have the right handle on the baseball. First pitch, swing at a breaking ball, served down the left field line. It's a foul ball. Brewer Hicklin just missed, putting one into the left field corner. Obviously, in that situation, getting two outs would have been huge, but if you're Trenton Brooks and you survey the lay of the land and you think, boy, if I have to make this throw from this angle, there's a chance we don't even get one out, and you do exactly what he did, take the sure out at first base. 0-1 pitch, fastball swung on and missed, 0-2. David Fry runs through the signals. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Went up the ladder with a fastball. And got it by the bat of Hicklin. Two down now for Freddie Fermin. Fermin, a strikeout victim, his first time to the plate. Beautiful Friday night. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball, however you may be listening. Fox Sports 920 AM or around the world on the internet. MILB First Pitch app. MILB.TV. Logan Allen goes to work in the 0-1 pitch, off speed outside. Some of you folks may be listening while sitting in the stands of your local high school for Friday night football. Here's the 1-1, and it's hit a mile high to left field. Oscar Mercado, does he know where it is? He found it. On its way down, he'll make the catch for out number three. It was above the lights for sure. Run scores on a hit. And one man left aboard as we go to the bottom of the third. Omaha leads Columbus 5-2.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Folks having a good time here on a Friday night at Huntington Park. Clippers going to have to play come-from-behind baseball to snap this three-game losing streak. Omaha has taken each of the first three games in this series, and they're off to a good start tonight. Four runs in the first inning, another in the third. They lead the Clippers 5-2 with 3-4 and 5 due up for the home team. Nolan Jones walked and scored in the first inning. If you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? First pitch to Jones, curveball falls in for a strike, 0-1. Jones hitting 257 on the season, swings and skies one to right field. Hicklin over toward the gap, calls for it, catches it, one away. Aisle scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Out of the sixth in Rochester, it's all Red Wings tonight, leading the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 5-1. Buffalo and Syracuse won apiece in the fifth inning at NBT Bank Stadium. First pitch to Gabriel Arias is cued foul on the first base side. Scranton Wilkes-Barre leading at home 7-2 against the Worcester Red Sox. Scranton yesterday in first place, but they lost and Durham won, so they flip-flop. A half game separates Durham and Scranton. Jacksonville a game and a half out of first place in the East Division, with Buffalo three games back and Lehigh Valley three and a half. 1-1. Off the inside corner to Arias, two balls and a strike. Scranton leading tonight 7-2 at home against Worcester in the fifth inning. And Durham also leading on the road 6-1 at Gwinnett in the top of the fourth inning. 2-1 pitch. Outside, 3-1. Charlotte at Norfolk, and the Tides are all over them at Harbor Park, 5-0. Bottom of the third. Top three in Indianapolis. Toledo, 7-1 leaders already at Indianapolis. The Mudhens trying to make it 8 in a row in the win column. 3-1 pitch. Arias swings, and it's a ground ball to second base. Castillo's got it, throws him out, two away. Everything else coming up a little bit later on, including Jacksonville at Nashville. Jacksonville, obviously, with something to play for, just a game and a half out of first. But Nashville has taken two out of the first three against them. Louisville at St. Paul, Memphis at Iowa. The other two games on the docket tonight. First pitch is in for a called strike to George Valera.
Hey,
Next pitch popped up to center field. Shallow center field. Same thing that happened his first time up, but this one is all belonging to the shortstop, Michael Garcia. He'll make the catch without incident this time, and the side is retired. The Clippers have been put down 7 in a row. They trail 5-2 as we go to the fourth.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
Kyrie Irving in the news. You guys remember what Sean Marks said at the end of the season? A blind man could have seen this one coming. The question is, which team, where would he go? And the rumored two teams are the Lakers and the Knicks. What does that signify to me? When you're a guy that has a checkered past, when you're a guy that no one's sure if he wants to play, when you're a guy that's considered selfish in a selfless time, when you're a guy that has struggled to be available, you have to find somebody, you have to find a team that is desperate. Not everybody would take Kyrie, and he's an incredible talent. So, by my estimation, the reason that the Nets, the Knicks, and the Lakers are the two options presented are they're both teams that reek in desperation.
The Doug Gottlieb Show. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920.
Superstars
WMNI
tonight.
Columbus.
Crash and Lucille are fan favorites as well. Crash dancing on the third base dugout, entertaining the fans here at Huntington Park. Top of the fourth inning. Logan Allen delivers the first pitch, hitting the air to right field. A sinking line drive, but Nolan Jones got a good jump, got to the spot, and makes the catch. That's a quick and quiet out. Logan Porter put away. Here's Gabriel Kinsell. He flied to first, or he flied his first time up to center field, rather.
Designated hitter number 13, Gabriel.
Night skies overhead. Hardly a breath of air stirring here at Huntington Park. Great crowd on hand for this Friday night. First pitch swung on and missed. Next offering to Kinsell inside and hit him. He got him on the hand. Get a look at the replay here. And him across the knuckles. Ouch. Man on and a man out for the nine hitter, Ivan Castillo. A strikeout victim his first time up. Allen checks the runner at first and goes to work. Here's a ground ball to the second baseman, Tolman. Scoops over to Rocchio, who drops the baseball, and everybody's safe. Surefire double play baseball that would have ended the inning. Instead, as two aboard on an E6. And the inning continues back to the top of the order. Rocchio just had that one rattle around in his glove. He never secured it. So fielder's choice, E6. Andy Tracy out to get some clarification, thinking that maybe they should have gotten the out at second base, but the replay showed the baseball was never secured by Rocchio. It just kind of rolled in and out of his glove. First pitch swinging. Michael Garcia fouls it on the third base side, 0-1. So now if you're Logan Allen, you really got to focus back in here. They saw it back in the first inning with an error that should have ended the inning. got to Drew Parrish. He then walked the next two batters before getting the final out of the frame. A one pitch to Garcia is low. 1-1 count. Cancel at second, Castillo at first. Allen from the third base side of the rubber goes to work and gets a swing and a tapper out in front of home plate. Fry has it, fires to first for the out. And now they throw back behind the runner at third, but nothing doing, just back safely. Gabriel Cancel. So runners at second and third, two down, and here is Nick Lofton. Lofton has come up twice. He does not have an at-bat. He walked in the first. He walked in the third. Clippers lefty is set. He goes to work. And that's right down Main Street for a called strike. The set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Put a fastball by him at 92. Boy, for Logan Allen, this would be a huge out to get. The offering. And he got him on a high fastball. Lofton tried to hold up his swing, could not do it. He is out, and so are the Storm Chasers. No runs, no hits, one error, and two men left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning at Huntington Park. It's still Omaha 5, Columbus 2.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what My Karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back. With more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni. And more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Oh, wow. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Home half of the fourth inning. David Fry, Trenton Brooks, and Oscar Mercado due up for the Clippers. 5-2 Omaha.
For the Clippers, the catcher, number 17,
fans of Guardians Future is here on MILB.TV with all home and away games streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on your devices this year is on MILB.TV. David Fry takes a called strike over the outside corner. 0-1 to the catcher. Fry walked in the first inning. That loaded the bases and set the table for a bases-loaded walk to Trenton Brooks. That gave the Clippers their second run. Here's a called strike again. Make it 0-2. That cut the lead from 4-0 to 4-2. Omaha has scored one more run since. Next pitch from Parrish. That's high. Clippers offense has not been firing on all cylinders in this series. They scored six runs yesterday, and more often than not, that's going to win you a ball game. 1-2 is a breaker down and in. 2-2. A It was not near enough last night. The pitch to Fries hit hard but foul on the third base side. Still 2-2. Clippers averaging just under 6 runs per game this season. But just 11 total runs so far in this series. 2-2 pitch. Fry pokes it foul again. 11 runs would not have been enough to win last night. Fry again waits as Parrish looks in for his sign. He's got it and throws it, and the 3-2 is swung on and missed. These two teams have played a lot of high-scoring games this year. First series at Omaha. Clippers won, scoring 7 and 5. Lost, scoring 8 and 9. And when the Clippers went back in June, the final game of that series featured 31 runs. The Clippers scored 14 and lost by a 17-14 score. So one down, here's Trenton Brooks, swings at the first pitch, skies it to left field, Rooker over. And he will watch that one sail into the seats. ...55 pitches for Parrish so far. 34 of those have been for strikes. Brooks, with the bases loaded, walk, has now driven in 45 runs for the Clippers this year. Parrish kicks and fires, and a breaking ball hit to right field, hit pretty well. That's going to get over the head of Brewer Hicklin and all the way to the wall. Throw comes into second base. Brooks slides in. He is safe. That's a double. Trenton Brooks now with 19 two-baggers on the year. He's got 30 total extra base hits, a triple and 10 home runs. So man in scoring position for Oscar Mercado. Mercado 0 for 1 so far today. Bottom of the fourth inning, Clippers trailing 5-2 against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Great night for baseball here at Huntington Park. Breaking ball is in for a called strike, 0-1. High temperatures in central Ohio this week. Now, early Monday was a relatively cool day with highs in the upper 60s, but back into the 80s for the rest of the week. Time called now by Mercado. Still in the mid-70s right now in the Arena District. 0-1 pitch. Nubbed on the third base side into foul territory. We're going to have, in Columbus, highs in the 80s all the way through the weekend and into mid-next week, where on Wednesday, the anticipated high, 89 degrees. But that's likely the final 80-degree day of 2023. 0-2. Hit in the air to left field, not deep. Rooker charging in still, but he won't get there. Instead, it's Michael Garcia. The shortstop ranging out makes the catch over his shoulder. Rooker was not going to get there. That ball was down toward the handle of the bat for Oscar Mercado. And so it looked off the bat like it was going to get deeper than that. Not enough punch to it. So Mercado is out, and Brooks returns to second base. That'll leave it up to Mitch Tolman with two downs. See what the nine-hitter can do for the Clippers. Next week, Columbus takes on the Toledo Mud Hens for 7 games in 6 days in the Glass City. Doubleheader on Thursday. We'll have a day game, noon 05 on Wednesday, and then the double dip on Thursday. Series winds up on Sunday, and then the season concludes next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Excuse me, the next week, not next week. Tolman fouls one down first baseline. All three games, I believe, scheduled for 6:15. It should be fall-ish weather with highs in the low 70s, overnight temperatures in the 50s. So fans coming to those final three games against Indianapolis. And actually, there will be four games because there's a doubleheader in there as well. I'd forgotten about that. You may well need a jacket at Huntington Park. One ball, one strike, the count to Tolman. Kick in the pitch by Parrish, and that's a called strike on the outside corner. Beat to second base by Parrish. Now the pitch. It is swung on and fouled high in the air, but foul and out of play. So that Wednesday, September 27th, doubleheader against Indianapolis. 4:15 first pitch for game one. Two seven-inning ball games. By the way, fans, all 3 days, September 26th, September 27th, and September 28th, Tansky Dime a Dog Night. Again, the 1-2. That's outside. Two balls and two strikes. So 10-cent hot dogs for the entirety of the season wrap-up at Huntington Park. Less than 2 weeks remains in the 2022 season. Tolman takes outside 3-2.
Everybody clap your hands.
Lengthy battle here. Seven pitches now in this at-bat. Number eight is in the offing. But Parrish has slowed his pace dramatically. Now he throws the 3-2 pitch, and it's well outside for ball four. Came with a fastball at 92 miles per hour, but missed it. Doubleheader in Toledo, by the way, will be a 5:05 first pitch on that Thursday. So Monday's game, 6:35, 12:05 on Tuesday. The double dip at 5:05. Excuse me, I said Tuesday for the day game. That's Wednesday. Thursday's doubleheader, 5:05. And then over the weekend in Toledo, 7:05 on Sunday, 5:05 on Saturday, and a 1:05 first pitch for the final road game of the season. Toledo's a good road trip. If you're a Clippers fan, obviously it's close by. But a good ballpark, a lot to do in the immediate area around 5th Third Field. That's a trip you should make. Two on, two out. Tying run at the plate. Will Brennan takes downstairs for ball one. Brennan has just hit tremendously in a Clippers uniform. It's been over 2 weeks, though, since his last home run. September 1st against Iowa. Breaking ball here, hit high in the air and deep to right center field. Blanco racing over to the warning track, and he'll make the catch. Shy of the 365 marker for out number three. So Brennan gave it a ride, but comes up shy. The Clippers strand two, and they trail it 5-2 after four.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Ben Maller Show.
Say ah!
And Ben loves the guys he works with. Like Eddie Garcia.
He's like Frankenstein.
Justin Cooper.
He's Herman Munster.
And Roberto Flores.
He's a lumberjack.
And if he could, he'd give them all max contracts. Right, Ben?
I would not give any of these guys 10-plus year contracts.
Well, all right then. It's the Ben Maller Show. Weeknights. 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mike Rainbow Trout with the superstars here at Huntington Park, gobbling up the bat boy. Shoot him up and spit him out. And now we are just about set for action as we head to the fifth inning. On the field, Omaha has owned this series. They have won the first three games. And they lead tonight 5-2. Dyron Blanco, 2-for-2 already today. He is on another planet. Over the past couple of weeks, takes a strike over the outside corner. Logan Allen back out there for Columbus. Pitching into the fifth inning when it looked like there was a very good chance he wasn't going to get out of the first. 0-1 delivery is off the outside corner, 1-1. First four batters of the ballgame. All reached and scored. Three hits, a walk. Brent Rooker had a three-run home run. Allen just missed the inside corner on that next offering, 2-1. Logan Allen then set down the next six in a row before walking Nick Lofton to begin the third inning. Lofton would come around to score. But that's been the only two base runners. Lofton's walk and Blanco's single in the third. The only two base runners that earned their way aboard. There was also a hit batsman in there that did not result in anything. 3-1 pitch fouled away. But for Dyron Blanco, it's working so well for him right now. You can see just a lot of confidence in the batter's box. No extraneous movement. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. That's the best changeup I think we've seen from Logan Allen tonight. That was a really good offer. And Blanco out in front. And he is down on a strikeout. For Logan Allen, six strikeouts now. Two walks, four hits, five runs. He's hit a man. And Brent Rooker to the plate. Rooker has driven in four of the five Omaha runs tonight. That three-run home run in the first inning. And then an RBI groundout with runners on the corners in the third. Takes the first pitch off the outside corner for ball one. Next offering. Fastball just missed. Rooker playing in just his 10th game for Omaha. Hit his fifth home run. Swings here, and it's a towering fly ball to left center field, but this one's playable. Mercado underneath makes the catch. Away. So Rooker, again, this is just nine, let's call it nine and a half games. 10 extra base hits and 17 runs batted in since joining the Omaha Storm Chasers. That will ingratiate you very quickly into a new clubhouse. 84 pitches for Logan Allen. Number 85 comes to the plate against Brewer Hicklin. He swings and misses for strike one. Next offering, outside. 1-1 to the right fielder, Hicklin, who's come up twice today and struck out both times against Logan Allen. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back off the facing of the roof and all the way back down to the very first row, right behind home plate. Fan comes away with a souvenir. That's why you don't take your eye off the ball. He fouled all the way back. He heard that clang. Looked it all the way into the hands. The 1-2 pitch, up and in. Two balls and two strikes. Allen has worked very quickly with the bases empty tonight. He's into the motion. And he just missed with a high fastball. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, and a dandy swung on and missed, strike three. Two more strikeouts for Logan Allen in this 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning. Bottom half coming up after this. Clippers down 5-2.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the fifth inning at Huntington Park. The Clippers will send 2, 3, and 4 to the plate at a minimum. Trying to cut into this deficit. It's a 5-2 lead for the Omaha Storm Chasers in the fourth game of a 6-game series. Drew Parrish allowed 2 unearned runs in the first inning. Outside of that, he's not really been threatened. The Clippers did get 2 base runners in the fourth. Could not cash them in. 2 runs and only 2 hits for Columbus. First pitch ball, the next a swing strike, and it's 1-1. Luis Oviedo again up in the bullpen. He was warming up for the Clippers in the first inning. And Logan Allen's pitch count started to get into danger territory. Allen was able to get his way through that inning and wound up pitching 5. Looks like 5 is all he's going to get. And after that, 4 runs stretched to start the ball game where it went just horribly for him. After that, he was very good. Pinocchio now ahead in the count 3-1. Parrish fires, and here's a line drive base hit into right center field. Pinocchio turned it around the opposite way, and he is aboard for Nolan Jones. Jones walked and scored in the first inning. He is 0-1. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. The Guardians taking on the Minnesota Twins today. They're a progressive field, and the Twins lead them 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Guards lost yesterday to the Chicago White Sox. It's a stretch of, what, 9 games that the Guardians will play against Chicago and Minnesota. That could go a long way toward locking down a Central Division championship for the Guardians if they take care of business. First pitch to Jones was a strike. The next is as well. Quickly 0-2.
Yeah.
Set by the lefty. Parrish checks the runner at first. Looks over twice, three times. Now deals, and Jones goes the other way. That's going to sneak through for a base hit. It was not hit hard, but it was well placed on the left side of the infield where there wasn't anybody stationed. Good piece of two-strike hitting there for Nolan Jones. Back-to-back singles for the Clippers. Their hit total now equals the walk total issued by Parrish. And you've got the potential tying run at the plate. Gabriel Arias singled in the first inning, grounded to second base in the third. Arias with 13 home runs on the year. Parrish kicks and deals. And a swing and a miss makes it 0-1. The other of the three teams involved in the AL Central race, the Chicago White Sox at Detroit tonight. Now, listen, on paper, that's a series the White Sox should dominate, and they may, but right now they're down 1-0 after four innings at Comerica. A one pitch. Curveball, that finished low. Marlins leading the Nationals 4-0. Bottom of the fifth inning in D.C. Orioles up on the Blue Jays. Now, Baltimore is on the verge of being out of playoff contention, but they can sweep the Blue Jays. They're right back in it. 1-1 pitch to Arias, stays above the zone. 2-1. The Orioles take three from Toronto. They will be one game behind in the loss column. They'd be two games behind the Orioles overall because Toronto has played more games. 2-1 pitch. Arias takes high and away. Three balls and a strike. Earlier today, the Cubs behind a very strong outing from Marcus Stroman. Got by the Rockies 2-1. Kansas City and Boston scoreless in the top of the sixth at Fenway. Three-one pitch. That is over but low for ball four. The Clippers have them loaded. George Valera. Valera has come to the plate for the Clippers three times with the bases loaded. Twice he made outs. But the third time, here in Huntington Park, he hit a long grand slam home run off the top right corner of the batter's eye. Activity begins in the bullpen. Be Josh Dye going down there to get loose. Now, Valera has not hit the ball well tonight. Two trips to the plate. He has flied softly to shallow left center field. Once fell in for an error. And the other was caught. So we'll see what he has learned from his matchups with Parrish and what he can take into this next matchup. Other major league scores. Mets lead at home 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning against the Pirates. Top five in Tampa Bay. The Rangers lead the Rays 4-2. Phillies up 1-0 at Atlanta, bottom of the fourth inning. Rays are having some injury troubles right now. Yankees lead in Milwaukee 3-0, just underway. One inning gone in Houston. It's the Astros 1 and the A's nothing. Cincinnati at St. Louis, no score, and everything else coming up later on tonight. Bases loaded, nobody out for George Valera. Clippers down 5-2 here in the home half of the fifth inning. Parrish throws the first pitch, curveball, a beauty, in for a called strike. Next pitch, another curve, just low. So the Guardians, as I mentioned, right in the midst of a nine-game stretch where they will play nobody other than the Twins and White Sox. Tonight is the first of a five-game series against the Twins. Then they go to Chicago September 20-22. After that, the schedule kind of gets easier. The 1-1. Valera takes a changeup, curveball. No, I think that was a curveball. Came in at 75. Didn't have a lot of sharp action, just some fade, but it's a called strike, and it's 1-2. Parrish ahead in the count. The base is loaded, and here's the pitch. A fastball hit in the air to center field. Blanco looks like he's got it measured. He does. Makes the catch. Moving away from the infield, he did not put himself in a good position to throw. And so not only is it a sacrifice fly, but everybody moves up. Valera brings in Brian Rocchio. That ball carried a little bit more than Dairon Blanco thought it was going to. That enables Jones to tag and move to third. Arias on to second base in scoring position. Tying runs at second and third, and David Fry to the plate. Fry has walked and struck out so far today. After this stretch against the Twins and White Sox, the Guardians have only three games left against contenders. Three with the Rangers, three with the Rays, and they finish the season with six games against Kansas City. First pitch swing, and Fry hits it to the corner in left field. That's going to get down and tie the ball game. Jones scores. Arias on his heels. Throw into second base, not in time. David Fry with a game-tying RBI double brings us back to even at five apiece here in the fifth inning. And now the go-ahead run in scoring position. Fry wasted no time. Got a pitch out over the plate and hooked it into the left field corner. That's going to be the end of the night, though, for Drew Parrish. The skipper is out. Scott Thorman will take the baseball, and we have a new pitcher coming on for the Storm Chasers. We'll tell you about it when we get back after this. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Pitch for the Omaha Storm Chasers. Another left-hander, Dye 5-3 with a 4.53 earned run average in 46 appearances. Most of them out of the bullpen. He's made six starts for the Storm Chasers. Just about a strikeout per inning. Pretty good walk rate. He has been bitten by the home run ball, though. 13 home runs allowed in under 60 innings of work. Trent Brooks, the batter, with the potential go-ahead run in scoring position. 5-5 ball game. Luis Oviedo is warming up for the Clippers down to the bullpen. He's no longer throwing. But I assume that is more a function of him being ready than anything else. Actually, he just popped out of the dugout. He's going to head down there again just to keep himself warm. It's only one down for the Clippers here in the fifth inning, and they obviously are hoping that this bottom of the fifth takes a long, long time. Brooks walked, driving in a run with the bases loaded in the first inning. He doubled in the fourth. 30 extra base hits on the year, 45 driven in. Number 46 would give the Clippers the lead. A tall, lanky left-hander delivers, and it's a high fly ball to left field. Rooker back at the warning track at the wall, makes the catch for out number two. I don't know if that ball... David Fry was about two-thirds of the way, hoping that if it fell in, he would score rather than being in a position to tag up. Brooks is out. And that'll leave it up to Oscar Mercado. Mercado is 0 for 2 so far today. He's popped up twice on the infield. First pitch to him, misses the inside corner for ball one. Three runs for the Clippers here in the fifth inning have erased a 5-2 lead. Long pause, long look to second base. Now the turn and pitch, and it is outside, 2-0. Great Friday night crowd here at Huntington Park. A buzz now that the Clippers have come back to tie this ball game in the middle innings. The 2-0 slider, that's a strike on the inside corner. Dive from the belt. Holds, and now time is called by, I believe, Oscar Mercado. The home plate umpire did not indicate against whom the pause will be charged. Now we're ready. Dye goes to work. And here's a line drive over the leaping glove of Michael Garcia and into left center field. Dye. Now the throw comes into second base, and they're going to get Mercado out. He is incensed. The run will score, though, and the Clippers take the lead. David Fry slid in before the out at second base. And the Clippers are still fired up there at second base. We'll have to take a look at a replay when we come back. The Clippers lead it 6-5 after 5.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I did a site visit, and the space is absolutely incredible.
Estes Reiki Clinic is opening another studio across town.
But there's a lot to wrap up.
But staffing an entire office requires more than just deep breathing.
A receptionist and at least 4 new practitioners.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
On top here as we look at the replay. Oscar Mercado appeared to have snuck the hand in there. But he was called out at second base. That brought an end to the Clippers' half of the fifth inning. It was a profitable one, though, as Columbus not only erased the deficit but took the lead. 4-run frame puts him on top 6-5. Now listen, the Clippers yesterday in the fourth inning scored 5 runs to take a 6-5 lead, only to see that disappear pretty quickly thereafter. Hopefully tonight will be a different story. Newest Clipper is on the hill, Luis Oviedo. Right-handed pitcher wearing number 51. On to begin the sixth inning. So Logan Allen will not only not lose the ball game today, but he is in line for the win with the Clippers jumping on top. He goes the requisite five innings, gave up five runs earned on four hits. Walked two, struck out seven. Here's a ground ball to third base. Up with it and throwing a rocket across the infield, but too high. Gabriel Arias charged with an E5. The ball kicked off the sidewall and bounced back in, so Freddie Freeman will be safe. Well, Gabriel Arias has an absolute rocket arm. And he got a little bit too big right there. And on and nobody out. For Logan Porter. Porter is 0 for 2 so far today. The pitch. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. Oviedo. Pitching for the first time in the Guardians organization at AAA. Came up through the Guardians system and then was taken in the Rule 5 draft by the New York Mets prior to the 2021 season. There's a swing and a deep fly ball foul by Porter out of play. The Mets grabbed him in the Rule 5 draft, but he never played for the Mets because he was immediately traded to Pittsburgh. And in 2021, played in only four games due to injury, and they all came at Indianapolis. Oviedo misses inside, and that's ball four, two aboard and nobody out. This year, Oviedo began in the Pittsburgh system. Two games in A-ball, two games in Double-A, and then he was put on waivers, and the Guardians said, well, we had this guy for quite a while, and we didn't want to get rid of him, so we'll take him back. He was briefly on the 40-man roster, but designated for assignment in May. Throws a breaking ball here, misses outside. He cleared waivers and was outrighted to the minor leagues. And up until this point, he has spent all of his Cleveland system season in Akron, pitching 21 games for the Rubber Ducks, 7 as a starter, 0-4 with a 5.44 earned run average. A live arm with command issues. His 1-0 pitch is in for a called strike. Clippers just grabbed the lead. And right now, Omaha threatening to take it back as the next pitch is fouled down the right field line. Gabriel Kinsell at the plate, officially 0 for 1, was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Error and walk to start this inning. If you're Oviedo, need a ground ball, preferably right at the second baseman, Mitch Tolman. 1-2 pitch. That is low, 2-2. Peek to second base. Now the right-hander rocks and fires. And throws a fastball at 97 miles per hour, just a little bit off the outside corner. So obviously, good velocity. Just got to find a way to command it. Oviedo first joined the Guardians organization back in 2016 and never pitched above A ball. 2016 to 2019. He was a starter. 3-2 pitch here is swung on and fouled back to the screen. 2019 season, he was 6-6 for Lake County, which at the time was low A. 5.38 earned run average. In his career, he has been just about a strikeout per inning. And only about a 2-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. A little better than that, but not much. 3-2. Low for ball four, and they're loaded without a hit. Time called, and Rigo Beltran's going to come out to have a word with Oviedo, making his AAA debut. Now, the Clippers had three roster moves today. None of it involving injuries. That's good. Oviedo promoted from AA, took the place of the hard-throwing right-hander Carlos Vargas, who went to the major leagues. So Vargas to the major leagues. Hunter Gaddis was optioned back here to Columbus after pitching yesterday against the White Sox. Ivan Castillo is the batter. Michael Garcia is out of this ball game. Ivan Castillo is now playing shortstop. Clay Dungan has taken over at second base. He'll bat in the leadoff spot. Castillo is 0-for-2 so far. Swings and skies the ball to right field. Nolan Jones racing in. He will not make the catch. It'll be Will Brennan that makes the catch. Brennan crossed in front of Jones. I tell you what, if I'm the Clippers, I want Nolan Jones catching that baseball because he has an absolute rocket for an arm. Now, they held the runner at third base because it was not a very deep fly ball. But here's what you run into in that situation. The center fielder has control. If he feels he can catch the baseball, he should, and he did. But the issue on that play is Nolan Jones, with the stronger arm, also was heading in toward home plate. A moot point, as it was too shallow to send the runner. So one out, and now you need a double play ball. Oviedo delivers, and it's a high fastball, and it is Clay Dungan batting. Storm chasers everywhere. Oviedo fires and misses inside. Dungan hitting just .212 on the season, but he does have some pop, 9 home runs. He's played in a team best 121 games, tied with Brewer Hicklin for that honor. 2-0. Hit to right field. This one is to Jones. Right in his tracks, makes the catch, fires to the plate, here it comes, and out by a mile! Nolan Jones with a strike to the plate, throws out the man from third base, Freddie Fermin, who reached on a throwing error, and that will retire the side. No runs, no hits, two men left, and the Clippers still on top, 6-5.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Tremendous throw from Nolan Jones in right field. A double play of a flyout from Clay Dungan keeps the Clippers on top. I tell you what, Nolan Jones has not played the outfield very much or very long. He's going to be a good outfielder. The arm is fantastic. And Fermin was out by more than a body length. But the way that Nolan Jones just approached that play, making the catch, coming in with his momentum toward home, putting himself in a good, strong throwing position. Everything about it was beautiful. And most importantly, it keeps the Clippers on top as they come to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. 9-1 and 2 due up. Mitch Tolman swings and fouls away the first pitch. Josh Dye got the final out. Well, he got the final out by giving up a hit in the fifth inning. That hit put the Clippers on top 6-5, and that's where we stand. 0-1 pitch, and that is low. One ball, one strike. Six runs, six hits, two errors for the Clippers. Four games in a row now for the Clippers with two errors. Five runs, four hits, and one error for the Storm Chasers. 1-1. Hit on the ground, foul on the first base side into the Clippers dugout. 1-2. So now if you're the Clippers, you got the momentum, you got the crowd behind you, you want to keep pouring it on. This would be a great inning to score some runs. Every inning is a great inning to score some runs, but situationally, it would be one of those things that really tips the scales in a ball game. 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground to first base, one hop to Logan Porter. He'll take it to the bag himself, one away. Back to the top of the order now for Will Brennan. That throw from Nolan Jones. The Clippers have been very lucky to witness some outstanding throwing arms in the outfield over the years. Time called now, and Freddie Fermin is heading off the field. He's over to the dugout, and I think maybe just got a scrape on his arm they're taking care of. The assumption would be that it happened when he tried to slide into home and scuffed himself up. Well, while we have a moment, let's take a look at this date in Clippers history, because they're always fun this time of year. Because if you're playing this time of year prior to 2021, that meant you were in the playoffs. And back in 1981, the Clippers beat Richmond by a score of 13-3. And what would be the decisive game of the Governor's Cup Finals? Columbus was declared the 2-1 victor after the rest of the series was canceled due to rain, making the 81 Clippers the only team in International League history to win the Cup with just two wins. 2001, Louisville was the only team to win with one win, as the remainder of the Governor's Cup playoffs were canceled the events on September 11th, 2001. That tragic day, we just recognize the anniversary 5 days ago. Here's Will Brennan. One down, bases empty, and the pitch. Breaking ball, strike on the inside corner. Brennan 0 for 3 so far today, a 9-game hitting streak going. Dye delivers. And a swing and a ground ball to first base. Again, right over to Porter, this time two hops. But he's even closer to the first base bag. Steps on the pillow, two away. Brian Rocchio started the four-run Clippers fifth with a base knock. He's 1 for 3. First pitch coming to the switch hitter. He bunts, foul on the first base side. Clippers won that Governor's Cup in 1981. Part of a stretch of three straight. They won an International League record 11 Governor's Cup championships. A one pitch, swung on and missed by Rocchio. The Clippers didn't start playing in the International League until 1977. Rochester, the team with whom they broke a 10-10 tie, been playing in the IL since the 1800s. Next pitch to Rocchio, slow roller, third base side. Dye comes to get it, turns, throws to first, in time for the out. And the Clippers are put away here in the sixth inning. Dye puts them down 1-2-3, and we go to the seventh. Clippers on top 6-5.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. An oil change with quality oil like Castrol Edge Full Synthetic can help your engine get more out of every tank. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life oil filter for only $37.99. Get what you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Retired 1-2-3. In their half of the sixth inning, a bang-bang play at first base. Boy, that's a hair splitter right there as we look at the replay. Clippers have, on the close plays, not gotten any breaks over the course of this series, but got to make your own breaks at some point as well. Right now they lead 6-5, and Luis Oviedo back out there for another inning. He allowed no hits in the sixth, walked two batters, and got some help from Nolan Jones with a great throw from right field. Double play end of the inning. First pitch to Lofton is inside. The next is low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Top of the seventh, International League scores presented by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. But first, a 2-0 pitch. Hit to Jones. Hit deep. Jones ranging back at the warning track, and it's over his glove. Hits off the warning track. Jones got turned around out there. Throw comes in and actually hit Lofton on the backside. See if we can get a replay on that one, and we'll see how it's scored. To hit up on the board right now. Jones got back, turned, and it was just beyond his glove. So here's Dairon Blanco, the last guy you want at the plate in any situation, let alone with a man in scoring position. First pitch, swing, and oh boy, that ball came up and in. And it wasn't a particularly hot fastball at 93, but it was bearing in. Blanco read it as something else, took a rip, and it turned him away from home plate while he was swinging. 0-1. Bottom of the fourth at Nashville. Jacksonville leading them by a 1-0 score. Clippers like to hear that. 0-1 pitch. Fastball, same spot. This one at 95 and no swing inside. 1-1. St. Paul leading at home against Louisville in the third. 2-0. Iowa at home leading Memphis 4-1 also in the third inning. Oviedo's 1-1 pitch. Inside, gets in and out of the glove. Was that a foul ball? I think that is a foul ball. Blanco saying it hit my hand. Scott Thorman, the third base coach, is coming in to say, hey, it hit his hand. Well, it sure looked like it did. So apparently it has been ruled a foul ball hitting the knob of the bat. Get another look at the replay here. Boy, it's awful tough to tell. It was right at that area where the hand meets the knob of the bat. It's a foul ball, so the Clippers do come out on the good side of that call. Rather than runners at first and second, it's a 1-2, but still a dangerous man at the plate with two strikes. He swings and pops it up to shallow left field. Coming in hard is Mercado. Going out is the shortstop, and Rocchio makes the catch for out number one.
Left fielder, number 26, Brent Rooker.
Here's Brent Rooker. Rooker, four RBIs today. A three-run home run in the first, an RBI ground out in the third inning. Fly to center field in the fifth. Tying run in scoring position, one down. Clippers 6-5 leaders here in the top of the seventh. Hard line shot, foul on the third base side, and the bullpen bodyguard pulled it in on a hop. There's a right-hander throwing for the Storm Chasers. Can't see a number because, well, these numbers are impossible to read. Looks like it starts with a 5, though. It might be Zach Willeman. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. This one gets through David Fry, and he doesn't know where it's at. Finally, he finds it. But the runner moves on to third base. Wild pitch or pass ball. We'll have to wait and see. Elsewhere in the International League, Durham on top of Gwinnett, 7-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Stripers down four and running out of chances. Infield in now with one down and an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and fouled back to the screen. Toledo still on top of Indianapolis, 9-6 in the sixth inning at Victory Field in the Circle City. Norfolk leading at home 9-0 against Charlotte. Scranton Wilkes-Barre up 8-2 at home against Worcester in the eighth inning. They're a half game behind Durham in the IL East. Syracuse up 5-1 at home in the eighth. And it's gone final in Rochester. The Red Wings beat the Iron Pigs from Lehigh Valley 5-1. 0-2. Check swing and a pitch outside. He did not go. Officially, by the way, a wild pitch is what sent Lofton to third base. Oviedo stares at him now, throws the 1-2. Ground ball to third. And they're going to tie and tag the runner. He's safe. Throw to first. He's out. Boy, that almost was an inning-ending double play. Gabriel Arias gloved it. Made two hard strides toward third and put a tag on a diving Lofton who just got back to the bag. And then Arias made a bullet throw across the infield. And that's all arm. He didn't even get a chance to set his feet and threw out the hustling Rooker 5-3. Brewer Hicklin, 0-3 with three strikeouts against Logan Allen facing Luis Oviedo for the first time. Tying run at third base. Some pressure on the battery here. First pitch. Fastball. Strike. Over the inside corner. 0-1. David Fry, he can't let anything get away. Long pause. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball down and in. That was in the dirt, and Fry smothered it, kept it in front. It's got to give a pitcher some confidence, knowing, hey, I can throw that pitch. If that's the pitch I need to make to get the out or to get a swinging strike, that I can make that pitch and believe that my catcher is going to keep it from going to the backstop, keep that runner at third base. Now the 1-1. Fastball, strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Heater came in at 94. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch here at Huntington Park on the Pepsi radar gun. Oviedo, one strike away from avoiding damage here in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. And it is over but low. Went with the breaking ball. Three defenders on the left side of the infield. The outfield straight away and deep. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball up the ladder. Three balls and two strikes. Fry gives the sign. Oviedo throws the pitch, and it's in the dirt outside, ball four. Again, Fry had to work to keep that one in front of him. That'll put runners on the corners, and Freddie Fermin to the plate. Oviedo has allowed only one hit. But he has walked three batters. Time called now as the catcher and corner infielders head out to the mound to talk things over. The Clippers do have a right-hander warming in the bullpen, Kevin Kelly. For right now, manager and pitching coach staying in the dugout, letting the Clippers players talk this one out amongst themselves. Freddie Fermin, hitless on the night, reached on an E5 in the sixth inning. And then thrown out at the plate, trying to tie the ball game. Luis Oviedo in his AAA, Clippers anyway, AAA debut. Trying to get through two innings. First pitch, a slow ground ball, third base side. Arias has it. Throws on the run to first in time, and that'll do it. One hit, two base runners, but most importantly for the Clippers, no run score here in the top of the seventh inning. It is stretch time, Clippers on top, 6-5.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture, and as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Well, we had on a Superstars night at Huntington Park, Harry Canary singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. The Clippers come to bat here in the bottom of the seventh, leading this game by a 6-5 score. Omaha jumped out to a 4-0 lead before an out was recorded in this one. The Clippers answered with two runs of their own in the first inning, unearned, but they count nonetheless. And then the Clippers put four on the board in the fifth. Oscar Mercado with a go-ahead RBI single. Mercado was then thrown out at second base on the play to end the inning. There's a new pitcher on for the Storm Chasers as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. And it is Zach Willimon. Willimon, 26 years of age, out of Napoleon, Ohio, in Northeast Ohio. Napoleon Wildcats. 6'2", 219-pounder. Willimon, the right-hander, fires up and into Nolan Jones. Jones, two hits yesterday. He's reached twice today, a walk and a single. He has scored two runs. Next pitch, fastball up and in. Willimon, drafted by the L.A. Dodgers back in 2017 out of Kent State. 2-0 pitch, and that is high. Dodgers traded him to Kansas City in 2021. Actually, after the 2021 season came to a conclusion. He pitched all year in AA for the Tulsa Drillers in the Dodgers organization. Started this year in AA at Northwest Arkansas, and was promoted on May 31st. Here to the Omaha Storm Chasers. Three balls, one strike to count the pitch. It is a generous strike call on the outside corner. That'll fill the count. Willimon pitching in his 30th game for the Storm Chasers. A convenient ERA of 7.11. Two wins, two losses, no saves. 3-2 pitch, high and away for ball four. That is the 29th walk for Willimon. He has struck out 32. He has walked 29 over 31 and two-thirds innings. Now, the strikeouts are fine. That is, I guess, in 2022 for a relief pitcher, fairly pedestrian. Strikeout per inning. But the walks are very high. Essentially, a walk per inning. So Jones is aboard. Here's Gabriel Arias, middle infield in double play position. The first pitch is shot foul, 0-1. Arias is one of the very few players against whom you will see traditional double play position with a runner at first base. No infield shift on against Arias whatsoever. 0-1 pitch. Hit in the air, foul. Both foul balls have gone the opposite way for Arias here in the seventh inning. Six runs on six hits for the Clippers, five runs on five hits for the Storm Chasers. The 0-2. Fastball well up the ladder. Arias has hit into six double plays this year. Playing in his 74th game, Arias has twice been called to the major leagues. First time in his career that has happened. 1-2. Swings and pops it up. Right out toward the pitcher's mound. Williman is the only man that's going to get there in time to haul it in, so nobody to call him off. He'll catch it, showing that pitchers can indeed be athletes. One down for George Valera. Valera is 0-for-2 so far today, but had a sacrifice fly in the fifth inning. The sac fly went all the way to the wall with the bases loaded, so all runners moved up, and that set the table for David Fry to tie the game with a two-run double. Valera here takes a fastball high and away, one ball, no strikes. Runner at first, one down for the Clippers in the home half of the seventh inning. Valera waits. Here comes the 1-0. And it is at the knees for a called strike. Outfield straight away. Deep in left and center. You can't play too deep here in right field because it's a shallow outfield wall. Infield a little bit around to the pull side against the left-handed batter. Valera swings and fouls away a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch inside. Valera does not often go out of the strike zone. First came up. Clippers went to St. Paul. We saw that right away. Very, very patient. He waits the 2-2. Here it comes. And it's hit foul on the first base side. We'll do it again. Kevin Kelly still up in the Clippers bullpen. We will see him from the looks of things in the eighth inning. So for Luis Oviedo, making his Clippers debut, two scoreless innings. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 97 miles per hour. And Valera is gone. Two down for David Fry. Fry has a walk, a strikeout, and a huge two-run double. Back in the fifth inning, he jumped on the first pitch from Drew Parrish, and it was the last pitch that Parrish threw. When Fry came around to score, Parrish went from well in the catbird seat to start the fifth inning to on the hook for a loss of the Clippers' bullpen. Can make this lead stand up. First pitch is in for a called strike. Fry waits, here it is, and it is outside. Fry, the catcher tonight. First couple of months of the season, he didn't catch at all. Though he came into this season playing more games behind home plate than any other defensive position in his career. Checks his swing at a called strike, 1-2. The 1-2 from Williman is high and away. Fry tonight donning the tools of ignorance for the 118th time in his career. Third base, 63 games. First base, 46 games. He swings and fouls away the 2-2. Count remains the same. He's also played second base on six occasions. He's played shortstop once, that was as a fill-in. Center field once, as a fill-in. Four games in right field in his career. Three of them started out there, and he's been a DH on 56 occasions as well. Takes a 96-mile-per-hour fastball on 2-2, high and away, three balls and two strikes. So Fry is what you call a Swiss Army knife on defense. Nolan Jones will be off on the pitch. Two down, a runner at first, three balls, two strikes. Here it comes, and it is hit high in the air, but only about 50 feet away from home plate. Freddie Firmino's over, called off by the first baseman, Porter, who will make the catch in foul territory just outside the Clippers on deck circle for out number three. Leadoff base runner for the Clippers, but they can't move him. They lead it after seven innings, 6-5 against Omaha.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, this is Stan Willis from Willis Spengler Starling. Come and join us for the Speak for the Unspoken Fall Car Show on Sunday, September the 18th. The car show is open to all makes and models of cars, bikes, and trucks. There will be food and drink, music, a 50-50 round. All proceeds will benefit Speak for the Unspoken, co-hosted by the Mustang Club of Ohio. Visit our website for event details and registration, MustangClubOfOhio.org. And also check out Willis Spangler Starling at WillisAttorneys.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself, because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl, Papa John's.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Go on to the eighth inning. Clippers leading 6-5 in the late going, trying for their first win of the series here. Omaha has taken the first three, and Kevin Kelly is on to pitch. And he has been dynamite for the Clippers as of late. Kelly, the right-hander out of Springfield, Virginia, 24 years of age. Comes from a low-arm slot and has found quite a bit of success in recent days. Opponents hitting .214 against him on the season. That's good. But they're, what, 5 for their last 65 against him overall? So that batting average has plunged over the past several weeks. First pitch is a strike, 91-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-1, Logan Porter at the plate. Bottom third of the order due up. Porter is 0-for-2 with a walk. Looks at a slider well outside. One ball, two strikes. Porter, Kinsell, and Castillo, the scheduled batters. The Clippers are going to have to get through the top of the order to preserve this ball game. Slider here, swung on and fouled away. Nineteen and two-thirds innings since the All-Star break. Only five hits allowed by Kelly, one run. He's hit three batters, walked four, and struck out 29. This is just inside with a fastball to even the count at 2-2. Start of the year in Double A. His 2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground right side, and that beats the shift. The vacated right side of the infield where a second baseman normally would be, and Logan Porter, the tying run, is aboard. Well, the Clippers have, I don't know if you want to say it's live dangerously, but ever since taking the lead in the bottom half of the fifth inning, they have allowed the leadoff runner to reach in a one-run ball game in each of the next three frames. And so that is certainly a challenging way to go about preserving a one-run advantage. Kelly delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen. Clippers again have the pull shift on against a right-handed batter, Gabriel Kinsell. Kinsell swings and misses at a good breaking ball. 0-2. Kinsell has reached base twice today, but he does not have a hit. He flied to center field in the second inning, was hit by a pitch in the fourth, and walked in the sixth. Oh, 2. Fouled back out of play. We'll do it again. Fans, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids on AAA member nights. We've got two of them coming up. One is tomorrow night. The next on September 28th against Indianapolis. Again, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Boy, that slider started over the outer half and then darted 2 feet off the plate. But Kinsell was helpless as he waved at it. And now Ivan Castillo, who started the game at second base, now playing shortstop. He'll turn around and bat from the left side. Castillo 0 for 3. Kelly checks the runner at first, delivers up and in for ball one. Castillo batting left-handed. The next man up, Clay Dungan, a left-handed batter. The pitch lifted down the left field line, but foul. The splits are pretty stark for Kelly this year. Right-handers batting just 146 against him, left-handers 400. The 1-1 hit through the infield again. This one down the third base line, sliding to get it is Mercado, and he bobbled the ball. And they will hold the runner at third. Now, Mercado hustling over, playing to the gap. Had a long way to go to get there, and because of the slide, it makes it tough to field something like that cleanly. He got it up quickly and then into the infield. But Castillo has a double, and now the Clippers are in some real trouble. And if Mercado doesn't get there and it goes to the wall, this ball game is at best tied. Right now, the Clippers still have the lead. Clay Dungan, a left-handed batter at the plate. And if you are Kevin Kelly, you need a strikeout. First pitch breaking ball down and in for ball one. Strikeout, infield pop-up. A ground ball right to an infielder is great, but there are a lot of variables at play there. Next pitch, another breaking ball, again inside. A lot of right-handers due up after Dungan, so he'd still pitch a little bit carefully here with first base open, but boy, I'd like to get him. 2-0. Shot foul down the left side. Right-hander warming for Omaha in their bullpen. Ball game on the line right now. 2-1 pitch. Right there for a called strike, a fastball at 92 miles per hour. Evens the count at 2-2 against Dungan. Dungan, remember, hit into the fly-out double play that ended the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch. Swing, and oh, he just got a piece, fouling it away. Dungan flied to right field. Nolan Jones made the catch and fired to the plate to gun down Freddie Fermin. Now it's Logan Porter, the first baseman, at third. Long pause by Kelly. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, a whisker off the outside corner. That'll fill it up. Clippers leading 6-5 in the top of the eighth inning. Runners at second and third, one down. The pitch hit a ton, but foul. Breaking ball came in at 76 miles per hour and left the ballpark. but well foul. And so we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Tapper on the third base side, it's foul, and it's a good thing it was. Gabriel Arias would not have been able to make that play. Time called. Looks like maybe the batter broke his bat there. Dungy just went over the dugout. He's back with bat he likes. Kevin Kelly hoping to miss it. Here comes the 3-2. And it's fouled away. He got a piece of the fastball. Not sure if that would be called a strike or not down near the bottom of the zone. Certainly for Dungan, too close to take. Two singles and a strikeout so far in this inning. The pitch. High chopper off the plate. They'll be lucky to get an out anywhere. The throw goes to first, and it's not in time. That ball hit off home plate, went about 30 feet up into the air, and Dungan beats it out for an infield single, and we're back to even. It's a 6-6 ball game here in the eighth. And even worse, the Clippers do not get an out. So runners on the corner, still only one away for Nick Lofton. Single strikeout, double single. Porter scores, Castillo to third base as the potential go-ahead run. So that snaps a scoreless streak of 12 and a third innings for Kevin Kelly. Fastball here misses inside. One ball, no strikes to Lofton. 12 and a third innings matched Jake Jewell for the longest scoreless stretch for a Clippers reliever this year. 1-0 pitch. Line shot caught by the third baseman. There will not be a throwback to first. Seemed like Lofton might have broken his bat there. Two down.
Center fielder, number 16,
Tyron Blanco to the plate. 2-for-4 so far today. Blanco has a stretch of three consecutive games with three or more hits. Trying to make it four here, you know that. He wants to bring in that go-ahead run. Kelly goes to work and throws one to the backstop. Wild pitch gives Omaha the lead. Now they're... I don't know what the home plate umpire was stating there. Pointing to the plate and then pointing to second base. Indicating that the run scored, I guess. But just like that, a wild pitch puts Omaha back up on top, and this crowd is crestfallen. Dungan to second base. The 1-0 pitch inside, and he hit him. And Blanco is not happy. Time called now as Scott Thorman, the manager, who was standing with Blanco, kind of walks him up the first base line. And now Thorman goes all the way to first base with him. I think he wants to make sure, A, that he's okay, but also that he's not going to boil over. Thorman walking very slowly from first to third behind the pitcher's mound. Runners at first and second, two away, and Brent Rooker at the plate. Three-run home run in the first inning, 0-for-3 since with an RBI groundout. Kelly delivers a breaking ball in for a called strike, 0-1. Thank you. Look to second base by the right-hander. Now the 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball. This one swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. Kelly a strike away from escaping any further damage in this inning. Damage, however, has already been done. Three hits, two runs. The Clippers led 6-5, now trailing 7-6. The 0-2. Almost to the backstop again. A fastball that Fry had to come out of his crouch to save. Kelly looks to second, sets chest high, looks again, now turns and fires the 1-2, and it's outside. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Breaking ball, fouled back to the screen. A lot of action on that one. Rooker was able to get a piece. Cleveland Guardians have rallied back at Progressive Field. They have tied the ball game. It's the bottom of the eighth, three apiece. All three runs for the Guards scored in the home half of the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch, fastball, just missed the inside corner. 3-2. Oscar Gonzalez has another two-hit night. Miles Straw has another hit. He's starting to come around. Three balls, two strikes. Runners will be off with two outs. Here it comes. And it's cued foul on the first base side. Rooker broke his bat, so he will need to go get a new one. And just now, in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Cleveland Guardians have taken the lead. 4-3 now. They need one win against the Minnesota Twins among the remaining five games to guarantee themselves the tiebreaker against Minnesota. If they win one of the three games against the Chicago White Sox coming up after this Minnesota series, they will have the tiebreaker with Chicago as well. Here's the pitch, and he just drilled Rooker. That'll load the bases. Well, obviously, Kevin Kelly's not trying to hit batters here in this situation, but he has plunked the last two, and he is going to be out of this ball game. Andy Tracy, the Clippers skipper, is heading to the hill. And we will have a pitching change. It has all come undone for the Columbus Clippers here in the top of the eighth inning. Two runs have scored. Bases loaded with two outs. And we'll tell you about the new pitcher when we come back after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great. But I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Ian Hamilton on the pitch for the Clippers here in the top of the eighth inning. Columbus has allowed two runs in this frame. A lead has become a deficit. And Ian Hamilton is on with the bases loaded. Brewer Hicklin is the scheduled batter. Hicklin has struck out three times tonight and walked once. He's the eighth batter for the Storm Chasers here in the eighth inning. No wins, no losses for the Clippers. Hamilton with a 9.64 ERA. All told on the season, he's put together a pretty good campaign. But the good stuff came as a member of the Minnesota Twins organization. He had a sub-2 ERA as a member of the St. Paul Saints. But since being acquired by Cleveland via trade, well, it has been a rough go in a Clippers uniform. Hamilton on for the 11th time, make that the 12th time, in a Clippers uniform. First pitch, swing and a miss by Hicklin. The 0-1. That's in for a called strike. Quickly, 0-2. The set. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No. Very close, but Brewer Hicklin able to hold back. One ball, two strikes. Storm Chasers everywhere. Dungan at third. Blanco at second. Rooker at first. Two runs already in. Hamilton's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Big out there for Ian Hamilton, but now the Clippers need runs. Down 7-6 as we go to the home half of the eighth inning.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
Well, the Storm Chasers are going to go to their own side-winding right-hander here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Wyatt Mills, 6'4", 214-pounder, acquired via trade from Seattle. During the season this year, he's a Washington State native. So getting farther and farther from home. 27 years of age. Mills 1-1 with a 2.70 earned run average in 9 appearances since the trade. He's gone 10 innings. 3 runs, 2 earned. Make it 4 runs, 3 earned. 5 hits, 2 of those hits home runs. He's hit a batter. He has walked 7. In 10 innings, that's not very good, but he has struck out 17, and that is quite strong. Trenton Brooks at the plate. Brooks is 1-for-2 with a double. Walk to the bases loaded back in the first inning. Takes off the outside corner for ball one. Clippers down 7-6. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Evens the count at 1-1. So Logan Allen was in line for the win. But he will get a no decision tonight, as will starter for the Omaha Storm Chasers, who left on the hook, Drew Parrish, at a 5-2 lead going into the fifth inning. Allowed four runs to score. That put him on the hook, but he'll get a no decision as well. Foul ball from Trenton Brooks makes it 1-2. Overshift on against the left-handed batter. Here comes the 1-2. Well outside, 2-2. Final line for Kevin Kelly. Two-thirds of an inning, two runs earned, three hits. No walks, a strikeout, and two hit batsmen. Two. Hit hard, but right at the first baseman. It skips off the dirt. Logan Porter had to glove it on a tough in-between hop, but he'll take it to the bag himself for out number one. Here's Oscar Mercado now. He'll try and start the rally. Mercado coming to the plate for the fourth time tonight, had the go-ahead RBI single in the fifth inning. First pitch to him is a breaking ball inside. He was thrown out at second base, trying to get that extra 90 feet and put himself in scoring position, but runs scored before that out was made. That's the last time the Clippers scored. In fact, that's the last Clippers hit. Mercado takes a breaking ball for a called strike over the outside corner. Seven runs on eight hits and an error for Omaha. Six runs, six hits, two errors for the Clippers. And now time called by Mercado before the pitch. Now, finally, the 1-1. Breaking ball, chopped off the plate, out towards the second baseman. Dungan has it, shovels to first, in time to get Mercado, who tried to go in with a head-first dive. 4-3 on the put-away. Two down for Mitch Tolman. By the way, I told you the Cleveland Guardians had taken the lead over Minnesota 4-3 in the eighth inning. There were runners at first and second base. Oscar Gonzalez at first base and Ernie Clement running for Josh Naylor at second. A wild pitch got away and was lost by the catcher, and Clement scored all the way from second to give the guards the lead. Tolman swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. It is now the top of the ninth at Progressive Field. Emmanuel Classe trying to slam the door, facing former Clipper and Cleveland, well, he was never a Guardian, Cleveland Indian, Giovanni Urshela. 0-1 pitch, lifted foul, out of play. Urshela, since leaving Cleveland, has gone on to play for Toronto and the New York Yankees, and was traded from the Yankees to Minnesota, along with catcher Gary Sanchez. Urshela has just made the first out of the ninth inning. Two down, bases empty. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Tolman. And he lifts it foul, out of play. We'll have another. Mitch is 0-2 so far tonight with a walk. Clippers bottom third of the order has been doing work recently. Last 17 games, the Clippers 7-8 and 9 hitters batting .303. Here comes the 0-2. And it's high, 1-2. On-base percentage, just shy of .400. And tonight, all three have reached, Brooks, Mercado, and Tolman. They have reached a total of four times. in now 12 trips to the plate. The 1-2. Fouled back to the screen. Tolman stays alive. Tolman battling. 10 home runs on the year. Clippers down a run in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Breaking ball way outside, even the count at 2-2. Long pause, the 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled away. The battle will continue. Both bullpens quiet right now. Both teams got their starter either through or almost through the fifth inning. It's been up to the bullpens now for quite a while. The 2-2. And high in the air to right field. Over toward the line. It will fall in for a base hit and roll toward the corner. Tolman into second with a double. Hit just inside the stripe and bounced off the sidewall. It was not particularly deep. Tolman got it off the end of the bat, but out of the range of Brewer Hicklin. And now the potential tying run in scoring position for Will Brennan. Brennan has one hit in each game of this series. They have all come late in the ball game, and they have been impactful. Right now, a single could tie it up. Tolman runs well. First pitch, he swings and misses. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Here it comes, and it is hit foul. Tolman inching away from second base. Hill's way ahead in the count, 0-2. Catcher sets up down and in. Time is called just before the pitch. And it's a pitch clock violation. Time was not called, so it's 1-2 now. Brennan actually had two hits yesterday. Excuse me. Here he serves one down the left field line, but foul. Two hits and two RBIs yesterday. Single hit in game one with an RBI. Single hit in game two. But so far today, 0-4. He's ready. Mills is ready. I think he's holding and now finally deals, and Brennan wastes another pitch. That one, a fastball near the outside corner. Not something he was going to be able to do much with, so he was just able to foul it away. Brennan's last home run came on September the 1st. He had only one homer in August. This will be a great time for his eighth in AAA. The 1-2. Breaking ball popped up shallow left field. Rooker charging hard. Castillo heading out. That ball is going to be caught by... No, Rooker dropped it! Rooker saying he had the baseball. But it popped out of his glove as he was diving to the ground. Everybody is safe. Brennan with an RBI double, and we are even. Will Brennan dropped it just beyond the range of the shortstop Castillo. And as it turns out, just out of the range of Rooker to be able to make the catch. He dove. It was in his glove. He never... Oh! As we look at the replay here, Rooker appeared to have secured that for a while, and then when he reached in with the bare hand, the ball came out. Now, it was never in the pocket of his glove. It was in the palm of his glove as he slid along the grass. But because the ball was visible the whole time to the umpire when he reached in to grab it and then it snuck out, I think it made the call easier to say that he did not have it. Will Brennan comes through for the Clippers with a double as Tolman scores, and now the potential go-ahead run at second base for Brian Rocchio. The pitch. Rocchio takes a breaking ball down and in for ball one. Rocchio started the four-run Clippers fifth inning with a base hit. It is only hit tonight in four trips to the plate. Long pause, now the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball hit a mile high to right field. Did he get enough? Hicklin back, and no, he did not get enough. It's going to be caught shy of the warning track for out number three. A moon shot off the bat of Rocchio, but it ends the inning. Not before, however, Will Brennan ties the ball game with an RBI double. It is a 7-7 contest as we go to the ninth.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
12 million people can't be wrong, because all those people listen to this guy.
I, myself, tend to be a little intense.
Colin Cowherd. He's a legend.
It's going off in my head.
He is Colin Cowherd.
That's what gets you up every morning.
He's the best, and he's all mine. I mean ours. But we'll share him with you.
Come on!
Listen to The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
There is real value in that.
Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign, and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMMI Columbus.
7-7 ball game. Ian Hamilton came on in relief in the eighth, struck out the first man he faced. He is back out there against Freddie Fermin. No activity in the Clippers pen, so this is Hamilton's inning. There's a right-hander throwing for Omaha. Hamilton's first pitch bounces in for ball one. Marcelo Martinez throwing, and Andres Nunez has joined him in the bullpen now. Nunez not yet throwing. 1-0 pitch. That's high, two balls and nothing. Back and forth ball game tonight. The Clippers giving up the lead in the top of the eighth inning and tying the ball game in the bottom of the eighth. Hamilton's 2-0. Fastball swung on and missed. Boy, Fermin was looking for the heater. He got it, but he couldn't find it. The Guardians have locked down a 4-3 come-from-behind win against the Minnesota Twins. 2-1 pitch. Fastball again, swung on and missed. So that gives Cleveland the season tiebreaker against Minnesota. There is no more possibility of game 163. With the expanded playoffs and the schedule that that necessitates, you just don't have time to try and play tiebreaker games. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball past the mound. Out towards Tolman. Has it. Throws to first. In time, and he got him. Mitch Tolman with a tremendous play at second base, ranging to the left of second, throwing across his body accurately to first to cut down Fermin for out number one. Big time play there. Brings up Logan Porter. Porter singled and scored the tying run in the eighth inning. Storm Chaser sent eight to the plate in the eighth, left the bases loaded. Hamilton fires and a ground ball foul on the third base side, makes it 0-1. So it's all about tiebreakers in the majors when you're talking about playoff positioning, and the first tiebreaker is head-to-head record. 0-1 outside. Talking about this earlier, with the win tonight, the Guardians have secured the tiebreaker against Minnesota. And they need one win to secure the tiebreaker against Chicago. One win among the remaining three games head-to-head. The White Sox sweep that series, they would have the tiebreaker against the Guardians. And if they sweep that series, the Central's going to get real tight. 2-1 pitch hit high in the air and deep to left field. Oscar Mercado back at the warning track, back at the wall. He leaps, and that one's gone. Logan Porter with his second hit of the ball game. He will score his second run, and he's just put Omaha back on top. It is an 8-7 ball game here in the top of the ninth.
Designated hitter number 13, Gabriel Cancel.
There's Gabriel Cancel. He does not have a hit tonight, but he's been hit by a pitch, and he's drawn a walk, officially 0-2. Hamilton delivers on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. So the win for the Guards tonight puts them five games ahead of Minnesota. Chicago was down to their last hacks against the Tigers. Jose Abreu hit a two-run home run to tie the ball game. One pitch. A little looping pop-up out towards second base. Tolman makes the catch, and there are two away.
Shortstop Abreu behind his view.
Abreu hit that two-run homer in the eighth inning. That's now the ninth. Tigers have just gotten the White Sox out. They come up in the bottom of the ninth inning, trying to walk it off, and that would help out the Guardians. Yvan Castillo swings at the first pitch, serves it down the left field line, but it's foul. Andres Nunez getting loose in the bullpen. A 1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good off speed. 0-2 against Castillo. He's got a double tonight in four trips to the plate and a run scored. 8-7, Omaha on top. Clippers will have 3, 4, and 5 due up in the home half of the ninth inning, needing at least one run. And leading exactly one run. Swing and a miss, strike three. Clippers down 8-7, bottom nine coming up after this.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
three times the electrolytes, and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Clippers needing a Phoenix Bats big hit of the game here in the bottom of the ninth inning, down 8-7. Phoenix Bats is your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Nolan Jones, Gabriel Arias, and George Valera, the scheduled batters. Andres Nunez is on to try and slam the door. Nunez is 6-for-7 in save chances this year, 66 strikeouts in essentially 60 innings, 5-3 record, a 3.5 ERA. Left, right, left, due up for the Clippers against the big right-hander, 6'4", 240 pounds. Out of Southwest Ranches, Florida, 26 years of age, drafted back in 2018 by the Royals in the 29th round. First pitch to Jones, breaking ball, called a strike at the knees. Nolan Jones has been aboard three times today. Walk, single, walk, they've only gotten him out once. A one pitch, fastball in for a called strike, quickly 0-2. 94 miles per hour on the radar gun. Next pitch. Breaking ball swung on to miss, strike three. I told you about the Guardians winning their game today. Yesterday it was announced that they have lost Anthony Goes, not only for the rest of this season, but for next season as well. The former Clipper major league outfielder turned major league pitcher, Anthony Goes, underwent Tommy John surgery. And he will miss certainly next season, and maybe more. Who knows what the future holds. Goes, 32 years of age, got to the major leagues as a pitcher last year. Arias swings and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Goes came up in the Toronto organization as an outfielder, played the major leagues, and then he was not able to hit enough to stick at the big league level. Reinvented himself as a pitcher. Got to the bigs last year, pitched well for the Guardians out of the bullpen, and did so at the beginning of this year as well, trying to rehab that arm injury, and it just didn't work out. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. One ball, one strike to Gabriel Arias, a single in the first inning, a walk in the fifth inning, two runs scored. He's 1-for-3. Batting average up now to .240 on the season. The pitch. Checked his swing, but not in time at a slider, 1-2. Clippers down 8-7 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nunez has K'd a pair here. And now the Clippers are down to their final out. George Valera to the plate.
Number seven, George Valera.
Valera, left-handed batter, waits. First pitch is in for a called strike. Own one of the Clippers' designated hitter. The 0-1. Foul back to the screen. 0-2. The pitch. Fastball, strike three. Called on the inside corner. And that's how the ball game will end tonight. Well, that's four in a row now for the Omaha Storm Chasers against the Columbus Clippers. They have taken all the games so far in this series. Tonight was a back-and-forth affair with each club getting the lead. But when the dust settled, eight runs for Omaha and seven for the Columbus Clippers. Just not a good series for Columbus so far here in the Arena District. We'll try and right that ship tomorrow. We've got a pair of noon 05 games coming over the weekend. Hope you've been with us for the one coming up on Saturday. For the TV production crew, this is Ryan Mitchell saying once again, Omaha 8 and Columbus 7. Radio postgame show coming up after this.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back. With more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni. And more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, the Clippers fall tonight by an 8-7 final score against the Omaha Storm Chasers. This series, if it can go wrong, it has gone wrong for the Columbus Clippers. They came back again from a 4-0 deficit to erase that lead and go up on top against the Storm Chasers. Columbus scored two runs in the first inning. They put four across in the fourth, or excuse me, in the fifth inning, rather, to go ahead. But as the ball game wore on, Omaha was able to score two runs in the eighth inning and another in the ninth. Now, the Clippers tied the game at 7-7 with a run of their own in the eighth inning, but the bullpen could not hold it, and so 8-7 is the final score tonight.
The only silver lining, I suppose, if you want to call it that, is in the top of the eighth inning, Jacksonville leads at Nashville 4-0. So if that score holds, the Clippers will not lose any farther ground in the standings, but they can ill afford to lose any at all. They're down 4.5 games with the season barreling toward its conclusion. Final totals tonight from Huntington Park for Omaha, 8 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. They stranded 10. The Clippers, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, and they left 7 on base. Wyatt Mills gets the win tonight to move to 2-1 on the season. Ian Hamilton suffers the loss. He is 2-6. And Andres Nunez gets his 7th save. It took 3 hours, 11 minutes to play. We're doing this again in front of 9,047 here at Huntington Park. They see the Clippers fall by an 8-7 final score. 12:05 first pitch tomorrow. It is a Saturday afternoon affair. And the Columbus Clippers will send Xavion Curry to the hill. Angel Serpa will start for the Storm Chasers. I hope you'll be with us. For Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time tonight. The Clippers fall 8-7 against Omaha. They've lost 4 games in a row for the first time since July 4th through the 9th when they lost 5 in a row against the Nashville Sounds. Until tomorrow, this is Ryan Mitchell saying thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.